With his sleeves rolled up, the Massachusetts senator pointed out that he hunts, he supports conservation programs, and understands the struggle of the farmer. Kerry told the crowd of mostly adults that Bush would end a federal program that helps dairy farmers when milk prices drop. He referred to comments from an Ag Department economist who said the administration would likely keep milk prices high through the election to appease dairy state voters. The White House has denied any such plans. With his voice showing the strains of the campaign, Kerry said he'd support the program and fight for small farmers.
You all have been fighting for 30 years or more against an encroaching unfairness in America. And it's the power of big ag. It's the power of big influence, big lobbyists, big money. And they keep creeping in there and grabbing more and more.
The Bush campaign has criticized Kerry for supporting a compact in the 1990s that propped up prices for Northeast dairy farmers at the objection of farmers in the Midwest and elsewhere. Kerry told the Spring Green crowd he was representing his constituents as a Massachusetts senator at the time. He says he'll represent all farmers as president. Kerry opened and closed his discussion yesterday by taking jabs at President Bush's decisions in Iraq. He says the president is still hiding the truth about Iraq and that Bush's poor judgment is costing America hundreds of lives and billions of dollars. Kerry, who voted to give Bush the power to use force in Iraq, defended his own stance in the war.
This president and the Republicans have tried to make it look as if John Kerry has their position or their position. I've had one position steady all the way, folks, that I thought we ought to stand up and hold Saddam Hussein accountable, but I thought we ought to do it the right way.
Kerry took some questions and some compliments from what was a supportive crowd. His remarks on agriculture hit home with dairy farmer George Ramsen, who says he generally leans Democratic. Ramsen raises about 100 dairy cattle and farms about 400 acres in Iowa County, Wisconsin.
The Republicans seem to help out the big boys and forget about the smaller family type of farming operation going on out here. And there's a place for both of us.
Not everyone left the event convinced, though. Dodgeville resident Calvin Olson calls himself an independent voter, but says he's leaning toward voting for Bush this election. Olson says that's because, good or bad, Bush already has some experience dealing with what he calls a mess in Iraq.
An inexperienced person at this stage of the game is not going to help at all.
Kerry will remain at the House on the Rock Resort in Spring Green until tomorrow. He'll be in Florida on Thursday for the first of three presidential debates. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.